Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1530 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. California Highway Patrol officer shot and killed. We've got the story.
A Wichita joint law enforcement operation works to reduce violent crime. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita City Council to approve 2020 budget today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Wichita school board members get a final look at the proposed budget for the upcoming school year.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A much quieter weather pattern will settle in today after some storms last night. Our full forecast is coming up.
One California Highway Patrol officer is dead, two others wounded following a shootout with a suspect in Riverside, California, Monday evening. CHP Assistant Chief Scott Parker says three other officers responded to the call for assistance and two of them engaged the suspect.
Our officers returned fire. Unfortunately, during this exchange of gunfire, both of those officers were struck by the suspects firing at them. One of those officers received major injuries and is in critical condition.
The other officer sustained minor injuries and is expected to recover. Police say the shooter was wounded and taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Police and sheriff's deputies worked with U.S. Marshals, this in a partnership this past June and July, a warrant sweep that went after specific criminals.
Authorities say the operation resulted in over 900 arrests and took more than 80 guns and more than $835,000 in illegal narcotics off of Wichita streets. It was called Operation Triple Beam, and officials used it as a way to reduce the violent crime rate that has jumped to almost three times the national average in Wichita. During a news conference, Sheriff Jeff Easter said the results from the sweep will not end.
And that will continue. I want to make sure the citizens understand this doesn't just stop there. That will continue from this point forward.
Over 500 of the arrests were for felony warrants, and 119 of the arrests were made on documented gang members. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Board members got a final look at the proposed budget for the upcoming school year at Monday night's Wichita Board of Education meeting.
In a presentation to board members and the public Monday night, CFO Susan Willis and Addie Lowell, Director of Budgeting for Wichita Public Schools, introduced the proposed budget for the 2019-2020 school year. Highlights include a slight drop in the overall mill levy due to an increase in state funding, an increase in the base state aid per pupil, and increases for special education, at-risk students, and bilingual education. KNSS News spoke with Lowell, who says the Kansas Supreme Court's ruling in June to increase state aid to schools helped tremendously.
Their decisions over the past several years have had a great impact on our budget, and we were very pleased with the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the finance formula.
The school board will hold a public hearing and budget adoption for the 2019-2020 budget at the next Board of Education meeting on August 26th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will approve the city's budget for 2020. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Get deal with all of those things that Wichita needs, and we're going to be doing some big stuff this budget season. We're adding like 27 more police officers.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The head of U.S. Special Forces Command is ordering a comprehensive culture and ethics review.
The head of the U.S. Special Operations Command is ordering a top-to-bottom study of the military's special forces community following a rash of alleged misconduct that has focused attention on the normally secretive world of America's elite fighting forces. Those incidents including alleged drug use and murders, along with the trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was ultimately acquitted of killing a Taliban prisoner. Writing to his top commanders, General Richard Clark says, quote, "Recent incidents have called our culture and ethics into question and threaten the trust placed in us." A Special Operations Command spokesman says the review is expected to be completed in November. In Washington, Chelan Angel, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just a few minutes away from our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, live at training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. Be here for that.
Questions for an online retail giant, Amazon. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall says immigration and safety are two big issues he sees as priorities for his constituents.
We have some 70,000 jobs in Kansas dependent upon an agriculture guest worker visa, so that's important too. And that kind of goes back to this problem of a lack of people for the jobs we have. You know, I know that we have people retiring faster from the aerospace industry, manufacturing jobs faster than we can supply them. And that's true for across the rest of the state for different occupations.
Congressman Marshall made an in-studio visit Monday on Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Questions for an online retail giant.
Senators Bob Menendez and Richard Blumenthal asking Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos how the badge Amazon's choice is determined and whether it deceives consumers into buying products they call inferior. In a letter to Bezos, the Democrats write they are concerned that the badge is assigned in an arbitrary manner or based on fraudulent product reviews. The Amazon's choice mark is a small badge that appears next to some items, similar to its bestseller mark. In 2015, Amazon sued to block companies that were writing fake reviews, then selling them to retailers on the site looking to boost sales. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Minnesota man who threw a death party for his wife is now going to prison.
The problem wasn't necessarily that Dwayne Johnson hosted a death party featuring methamphetamine and his wife's favorite heavy metal music, including Quiet Riot's Mental Health. It's that he gave the 69-year-old enough meth to kill her. Johnson was arrested earlier this year after he removed Deborah Johnson from a nursing home in January. He pleaded guilty to criminal neglect in June after a third-degree murder charge was dropped, and Monday was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Johnson maintained his wife wanted to die and that the send-off was her idea. Tom Mergotti, Fox News.
Backlash over a birthday invitation.
In a viral post on Mumsnet, a mother writes her son was invited to a go-karting birthday bash. She claims the birthday boy's mom asked guests for $23 for the carts, $36 for the rest of the day, and an additional $23 for transport, a total of $82. On top of that, she adds the parent told guests to pack a generous picnic with extra food so her child doesn't have to bring anything. Some understanding, critics not buying it, saying the woman is trying to have others pay for her son's party or trying to bank a profit. One posts, no way would go-karting and transport for 30 teens cost over $2,000. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. Traffic is running smoothly on Wichita streets right now. No tie-ups or accidents to tell you about. And if we do, we'll make sure you know, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS Traffic Update.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With cloud cover gradually on its way out, we become mostly sunny today with a high 91. Tonight, a clear sky as drier, cooler air moves in, our low 68. And then partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and 75 degrees. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I'll tell you what, Ted, that person's got a lot of nerve. They're going to give their kid a birthday party, and then they're going to charge the kid's fees to go go-karting. That's just, it amazes me. And the way that news report sounded, they may have gotten away with it with a couple of the parents. Oh, okay, here's $80 to send my kid to a birthday party. And that kind of defeats the idea of having a birthday party, I would think. Of course, I got 7 grandkids, so in the past few years, there's been a lot of more birthday parties than there used to be in my life, Ted. And I'll tell you, they can overdo it a little bit with these kids anymore.
You think?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some people who, some family, some people think it's a big birthday party. Should be a big deal every year, but I don't know. I think I had 2 birthday parties. You ever have a birthday party when you were a kid? I can't see your mom as
I mean, it depends on, you mean having everybody over?
Having a big crowd of people. Can you, maybe your friends when you were little coming over?
Like, yeah, maybe a couple times.
Yeah.
Usually it's just, you know, cake and cake and ice cream cake with your family
with your family,
yeah,
that's it.
That's about it.
Don't overdo it, you know, because pretty soon these birthdays kind of mount up. Before you know it, you've had a ton of them. We did have,
yeah, there was a couple times we had guys over and we all just played wiffle ball.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we did. Yeah.
Well, you know, my 60th birthday party. I think that's the only party I've ever had, okay? I was going over to, Shelly had me going to a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be their annual Christmas party, okay? So I went in and I was completely, they nailed me. I was completely surprised. Were you there? I don't think you were there.
I had to work that night.
You had to work.
Yeah.
So you couldn't show up. Yeah, I was completely surprised. And I got most of the gifts came in a bottle. For some reason, that was a gift, an easy gift. So, and some of the gifts that came in a bottle have never been touched or touched very lightly. All right, birthday time, birthday celebration. But I would never, how could you charge somebody to come to your birthday party? 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on this this Tuesday morning. The thing you're going to notice today is the temperature has moderated quite a bit. Doesn't seem nearly as humid this morning as it has. Now, we've got 75 degrees right now in Wichita, but we were just looking at some other places out west. Like they had Dodge City a while ago at 63 degrees. So apparently out west it's a little cooler, and that cool front is moving our way. I wonder what the temperature is going to be like at the Chiefs training camp today.
We can find out.
We can find out right now, can't we? Our training camp update with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Theodore. Yeah, we're getting ready to crank it up here. Actually, a nice day. Not as humid as yesterday. Yesterday was a sauna, even early in the morning. And then it got really hot and humid, but the Chiefs were inside with a walkthrough at that point. But good day to work here. Another day in pads today and tomorrow. This is a grind after that first preseason game, but grind away here, Chiefs, grind away.
Yeah, you talked about the game on Saturday night and then in pads yesterday, and you talked about that process of being a little bit of a grind. How's it going?
You know, it was a really good day yesterday, especially with the offensive line. It's not something we think about. We play fantasy football with all the skill people, but we all know that I have yet to see a good team with a bad offensive line. And this line is really starting to come together at training camp. It's a group that's interesting, with experienced tackles. The Canadian doctor, the only practicing doctor in the NFL, is the right guard. Andrew Wiley's the left guard, who is a last year's Rookie of the Year. He's the Mackley Hill winner. But the guy who's emerging here is Eric Fisher. Fisher's really had a good camp. He's going up against Jurassic Park every day and Frank Clark. However, I was talking to Fish about it, and this group as an offensive line group is not satisfied, and they're really coming together maybe more than ever.
Having a tight-knit group like we do on the O-line and just the communication, we're, settling down, and just the defensive look we're getting. It's definitely different than the defense we've always gone against in camp. So it's cool to go against a new look, because it gets repetitive. And but hitting a different color the other night was fun. Glad we got the W, a nice team win, and keep going forward, right?
In this league, Fish, the best offensive lines are those that, one, have pride in the room, in belief in each other, and communication. Where is this group at collectively in that process?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. We've been together for a while, so I'd like to say we have, those categories checked. But I think another category is never getting complacent. And I think we're taking that to heart, and we're all out here to get better no matter how good of a season, we had last year. We're out here to get better. We think we can be better and just keep chugging forward.
It's got to be encouraging for an offensive lineman when their offense is ringing up some points like the Chiefs have been doing too.
Well, you're sick. This is what I'm going to get into tomorrow, Steve, because there's a two-way street here. Because I've been asked spring and summer, is the offensive line Mahomes' best friend? I'm going to tell you, Mahomes is the offensive line's best friend. And because of his unique style of play and his quick release. So I'll get into that more tomorrow because Fisher, I actually asked Fisher about it. like playing with Mahomes, and it'll be worth hearing the answer, because they love playing with him. But of course, Mahomes knows how important those guys in front of him are. But I love what Fisher said about not getting complacent. I mean, as a group and individually, they're trying to get better all the time. Now, people say that, but I think in any of one of our endeavors of work or whatever, I mean, Greg Reno and I seriously talk about this in America Got Credit, because we got people coming through here now. It's all the nap sound. But the thing is, don't get complacent, and this offensive line is not doing that.
Well, it's true in every aspect of life. If you're a professional, any kind of work you're doing, whether it's what you're doing with radio or sports, whatever, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, you got to keep upgrading all the time, all the time.
All the time. But Fisher has been interesting. You know, he was the overall number one pick in 2013 of the whole draft. And that just put him – I mean, that just put spotlights on him all the time. And he's had a better career than Chiefs fans give him credit for. They just – you know, at the 1-1 pick, they wanted to be in the Hall of Fame right away. Well, and then he had the holding call against Pittsburgh in the 16 playoffs, January of 17, where the Chiefs were going to tie the game and go to overtime. Controversial call, but a call nonetheless. And so Chiefs fans have always been kind of down on Fish. Now, it started to change last year, and that gets in tomorrow. I'm going to get into this more tomorrow with Mahomes and what Mahomes has done to change Fisher's life. But this camp has been his best camp yet. And everybody wondered what he would do with Frank Clark breathing fire on him every day. I'm telling you guys, he's winning more than the share of battles against Frank Clark. And Fish is a lot better athlete, and there's about 25 teams that would kill to have Eric Fisher right now as their left tackle.
You know, that was a 2013 draft, a year that we're so used to seeing quarterbacks and skill guys up top. That was a year that a bunch of linemen and defensive ends were taken at the first 6, 7, 8 picks of the draft. And the Chiefs kind of had their choice at that point, and they went with Fish, and he's a guy that's developing.
Well, he's perfect right now to have a left tackle to try to hit his prime when Mahomes is getting started. If you had a young guy with Mahomes, as good as Mahomes is, and taking the pressure off offensive linemen, it's still nice to have a veteran over there. The other teams are the ones that give Fisher most of the credit. And, again, they would love to have him. But that 13 draft is very interesting. When you go to lunch today, just Google that draft, and you're like, ugh, what was in there? I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, maybe the Houston Texans, but to look at that and go, okay, I guess I'll take a Pro Bowl left tackle out of that draft. We'll go with it.
Right.
What do you think it takes time wise for an offensive lineman to get to the point where you can say, yeah, I'm here? 2 years, 3 years? What does it take?
I think you're right in the range. The very quickest I've seen, a year and a half. But it's why the other part of the offensive line story, and we don't have time to get into it today, is you're always developing guys. You really don't want to go get an offensive lineman in free agency. You're going to spend too much money for the position that you need for the quarterbacks and receivers and running backs and pass rushers and corners, particularly when your quarterback is going to on the verge of being the highest paid player in the NFL ever. So you want to build these guys. And it's why I keep trying to bring up guys like Ryan Hunter and Nick Allegretti and Khalil McKenzie and guys that you won't hear from until a year from now or maybe 2 years from now. But it takes that long. I call them crock pot guys. You put them in the crock pot and let them simmer. But they can taste pretty good when they get out of there. And so your question is a very good one. It's rare to have an instant star on the offensive line in the National Football League. Just too difficult to play.
Hey, Mitch, today is a former Chiefs quarterback Elvis Gerback's birthday. He's 49
wow.
today. He still holds 6 Chiefs passing records, including most passing yards in one game and most consecutive games with a touchdown pass. I feel like those are 2 records that might not be around very much longer.
Yeah. Are those in pencil? I mean,
yeah, really.
Remember that big number 9 lead pencil we started school with 2 weeks ago? Get that baby out, because that might get erased against Jacksonville in week 1. But I do remember Gerback's moment of glory. We pulled it out on the against the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football. Yeah. And to Andre Rison, Bad Mood Rison with Gerback, that was his moment. But not a moment of glory with his 97 playoff loss to the Denver Broncos because Marty chose him over Rich Gannon.
Yeah.
And history could have been much, much different. But we'll just press on.
And speaking of the Gerback-Gannon deal, have you heard the story about the People magazine sexiest athlete of the year?
Oh, yeah, we live that.
Yeah,
he was on it, right?
He was
called us. Yeah.
Yeah, Gerback got that, but apparently the People magazine photog said, yeah, it's the Chiefs quarterback, and he meant Gannon. And they went and took the photo of Elvis Gerback, and that's how he got that.
That I did not know. That's awesome.
The Gannon, you know, Gerback controversy continues. Yeah.
That happened to Greg Reardon on American Ad Credit. That same thing happened. Yes. They wanted Greg Marshall.
Yeah, they got Greg Reno.
For being the sexiest guy in Wichita, and they found Greg Reno.
Oh, wow. So. That's tough.
Mitch, yeah, that's talking to you. Well, hey, we'll check in with you again tomorrow.
We're going to get into this. It's an interesting discussion. You guys kind of got to it today, but offensive linemen playing with Patrick Mahomes and what that means and the interesting dynamic. We'll ask Fish about it again tomorrow. You're going to like the answer.
Sweet. Right. We'll look forward to that tomorrow. Thank you, Mitch.
Thanks. All right, 8:23
now.
Thank
you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Was Robert Mueller used? Well, that's coming up. Stephen Ted here on KNSS.
This hour of Stephen Ted is brought to you by Meritrust Credit Union, your business banking partner.
Kansas City Chiefs update on KNSS is brought to you by Farha Roofing.
Severe weather season is upon us. Let Farha Roofing be your advocate to help you weather the storms. If you suspect your home or business has been damaged...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.